guys as a group?
I just felt like when we had our chances, we just executed it perfectly. You know, when we didn't try and force anything, but when we had our space and time, you know, I thought we did a real good job of just finishing on plays. And, you know, I think when all three guys are feeling it, it makes for a pretty good night.
Brian, you've scored a lot of goals in your NHL career. Where does, in terms of the difficulty level, where does that opening goal tonight rank?
Not that difficult. I mean, it was just one of those plays. I kind of knew he was going to rim it to me, and I was just waiting for him. I didn't even look at the net, really. I just put it there. I don't know.
So when something good like that happens to your team and specifically your line so early in a game, can that be an impetus to maybe really have some extra jump?
Definitely. I definitely think, you know, you score on your first shift and you got those, seems like you got an extra gear out there. And that was kind of the way it was tonight. We got that one early and, you know, I thought we were just skating really well together.
What are you seeing from Kyle right now? He's got 9 points in his last five games.
He's just, you know, so fast and confident out there. You know, that goal where he, you know, didn't have any room. I mean, he came in confidently like he was going to score no problem. And, you know, that was an unbelievable shot. And he just has that that feel with the puck. It's fun to watch. And for me, it's easy to play with him.
Hard to believe it was a one-goal game in the third as lopsided as the scoring chances and shots have been.
Yeah, I mean, they had their moments where they pressed hard and put us on our heels a bit. And, you know, I think that when I got that shorthanded one, you know, they got some jump and momentum from that and put us on our heels, like I said. But for us, the big thing was that third period. I thought we kept in it and we stayed positive. And, you know, I feel like this team always comes out hard in the third. So we were confident after that second period that we were going to get the job done.
Brian, you know that Patrick's harder on himself than anybody else. I mean, what do you think it means for him to get his first two even strength goals this year and kind of feel like it might lift a little bit of a weight off his shoulders?
Huge. I mean, I see him every day, sit beside him and hear him on the bench, and he is really hard on himself. And, you know, he wants to get better at every aspect of his game. And, you know, I think, you know, the last couple weeks and, you know, especially when us, you know, me, Casey, and Patty got put together, I think it looks like his confidence is kind of back ever since that Finland trip as well. And he's just playing, I think, a better all-around game. He looks confident out there. He's playing good defensively. So I think for him, it's just staying positive, not being so hard on himself.
What did your group do to sort of steady yourselves in the third? I know you said you had confidence, but I mean, what did you get back to doing in the third?
I think that it's easy to come in here and, you know, feel like you've blown a lead and, you know, they're within one, but you know, I think we play third period so well now that we have confidence that we can go out there and kind of turn it around, switch the momentum back in our favor.